discipline.
所以从第六节开始,
in verse 6,
他说我必兴起加勒底,
for behold, I am raising up the
children.
That fierce and impetuous people who march throughout the earth.
占据那不属自己的住处,
to seize dwelling places which are not
there.
They are dreaded as fear.
判断和势力都任意发出,
their justice and authority originate with themselves. Their horses are swifter than
lions.
Are keener than wolves in the evening.
马兵荣耀争先,
their horsemen come galloping, their horsemen come from afar.
他们飞跑如鹰抓食,
they fly like an eagle swooping down to devour. All of them come for violence.
定住脸面向前,将掳掠的人聚集,
their horde of faces moves forward, they collect captives like sand.
他们讥笑君王, 笑话首领, 嗤笑一些宝藏,
they mock at kings and rulers are a laughing matter to them. They laugh at every fortress. They will sweep through it like the wind and pass on.
像风猛然扫过,
but they will be held guilty.
弟兄姊妹, 哈巴谷是写这些书的时候,
when Habakkuk wrote these words,
是以色列要亡在巴比伦手中以前,
about 40 years before Israel fell to the Babylon.
弟兄姊妹, 那是公元前 500多年的事,
that is about 500 or so BC.
当你读这段书的时候, 这段话的时候,
but when you read these words,
就好像这段话是用在我们今天,
it seems to apply to us today.
在那个时候,
during that time,
神果然兴起了巴比伦,
God raised up Babylon.
不要忘记, 神借着巴比伦来管教他的儿女,
God used Babylon to discipline his children.
神用了一副很猛的药,
God used a very powerful medicine.
因为他们得了不治之症, 他们得了 terminal disease.
Because they had a terminal disease.
圣先知书明明告诉我们他们得了不治之症,
it is clearly said in the prophets.
为什么?因为他们暗中拜了偶像,
because they worship idols.
神为着拯救他们,
and in order to save them,
要管教他们,
God needed to discipline them,
要医好他们拜偶像的病,
to heal them of their sickness.
所以神仿佛对他的百姓说,
so God told his people,
你不是要拜偶像吗?
Don't you want to,
你不是偷偷的拜偶像吗?
You don't, don't you worship idols?
什么叫偶像?
What is an idol?
凡是取代神地位的都是偶像,
anything that takes the place of God is an idol.
凡是取代基督地位的都是偶像,
anything that takes the place of Christ
is an idol. 但你是暗暗地拜偶像,
do you do it in secret?
我要叫你做个透明的人,
well, I will make you a transparent
person. 那是既然拜偶像,
and because you
我就把你带到偶像之地,
I bring you to a land of idols.
到处都是偶像,
idols are everywhere.
你站着是偶像,
but standing is an idol.
你坐着是偶像,
sitting
in the night.
When you lie down,
每次你看见偶像的时候,
every time you see an idol,
你要吐出来,
you want to spit it out.
果然等他们回, 70年, 回到耶路撒冷,
surely enough, 70 years when they return to Jerusalem,
历史可以告诉我们说,
history tells them,
犹太人拜偶像的罪,
the Jews were completely healed of their idol worship.
所以弟兄姊妹, 不要忘记,
let's not forget.
神是公义的神,
God is righteous.
我们拜偶像,
we worship idols.
我们在神之外, 在基督之外, 另有所爱, 另有所慕,
we have a second love outside of Christ.
不要忘记弟兄姊妹, 你看见神如果爱我们的话,
if God loves us,
他用一副很猛烈, 很猛烈的药,
he will use a powerful medicine.
那个就是那个时候的巴比伦,
that time it was Babylon.
结果借着巴比伦, 医治好了他们的,
and through Babylon, their disease was healed.
但是问题在这里, 他们没有准备好,
but they were not ready.
因为当你们要向列国中观看,
look among the nations and observe.
大大惊喜,
be astonished.
因为在你们的时候,
because you're,
我行一件事, 虽有人告诉你们, 你们总是不信,
because I am doing something in your days, you would not believe if you were told.
那件事情是完全叫他们信,
they could not believe that that would happen.
他们觉得不可能这件事会临到他们,
they thought it was impossible for it to come upon them.
就这件事情临到他们,
but because this came upon them,
叫他们彻底地悔改,
they repented.
叫他们彻底地回到神的面前,
they returned to God's presence.
弟兄姊妹, 对于今天的教会也这样,
It is the same for the church today.
对于今天神的百姓做同样的工作。
He is doing the same work in his
church. 神如果爱我们的话，
If God loves us,
他要给我们一副很猛很猛的药。
He will give us a powerful medicine.
叫我们能够回转。
That causes us to turn back.
大家还记得不记得？
Does everyone remember?
在911的时候。
During 9/11.
所有在纽约附近的人都知道。
Everyone who was near New York.
3000人就不明不白的就这么死去。
Knew that about 3,000 people just died.
我们知道有一半人叫做凯达。
We know that there was Al Qaeda.
我们知道有一个人叫做宾拉登。
There was someone named Bin Laden.
自从911以后，纽约不一样了。
Ever since 9/11, New York changed.
世界不一样了。
The world changed.
弟兄姊妹，美国不一样，世界也不一样。
Not only the U.S. but the world.
我们以为说就是这么多了。
We thought that was it.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你仔细读圣经的话，
But if you read the Bible,
到了第六个号的时候。
During the sixth trunk,
在优法拉底河附近有四个天使被释放。
There were four angels who were set free from the Euphrates.
到了某年某月某日某时要杀害人类的三分之一。
And during the appointed time, they will kill a third of the population.
所以到了那个时候，那个恐怖主义是达到了最高峰。
So at that time, terrorism must be at its height.
如果2001年是这个恐怖主义刚刚开始诞生的话。
If the terrorists were born in 2001,
那么我们应该可以看见恐怖主义壮大才对。
We should see them becoming more powerful.
弟兄姊妹，我们从来没有想到，就在去年。
We never thought last year.
当大家全部的眼睛注意世界杯的时候。
While everyone was watching the World Cup.
当大家许多人为着巴西足球队悲哀的时候。
While everyone was sad for the Brazilian team.
没有人想到，就在伊拉克那块土地上。
No one thought that in Iraq.
你知道这一班人原来就是凯达。
A group of people from Al Qaeda.
没有想到他们比凯达还要凯达。
But they are even more Al Qaeda than.
没有想到他们的领袖比宾拉登还要宾拉登。
Their leader was more than Bin Laden.
这一班人可以说是在伊拉克的凯达。
They are like the Al Qaeda of Iraq.
结果没有想到，他们居然在叙利亚慢慢慢就壮大起来。
But they became powerful in Syria.
在几个礼拜之内。
And in a few weeks.
就把。伊拉克第二个大城 Mosul 就把它拿下来。
And they took down Mosul in 2 weeks.
宾拉登没有一块土地。
Bin Laden had no territory.
但是这些比宾拉登还有宾拉登的人，居然得到一块土地像英国那么大。
But these people who were more than Bin Laden took a piece of land bigger than.
这是去年的事。
That was last year.
当他们的领袖被释放的时候。
When their leader was set free.
他丢下了一句话。
He said one thing.
他说下一次我们在纽约见。
He said, next time we meet in New York.
弟兄姊妹，我们觉得这句话不过是随便的一句话。
We may think this is just what they say.
等到911事件以后。
But after 9/11.
你知道宾拉登讲了一句什么话呢？
What did Bin Laden say?
他是80年来。
80 years.
我们头都抬不起来。
We could not lift up our heads.
那指着奥斯曼帝国瓦解了以后。
He referred to the fall of the Ottoman Empire.
我们头都抬不起来。
We could not lift up our heads.
是80年后。
But 80 years later.
我们的剑，我们的刀，我们的剑。
Our sword
终于达到了敌人的领土上。
Has finally reached enemy territory.
这是14年前说的话。
He said this 14 years ago.
但是弟兄姊妹，你没有想到有人比宾拉登还要宾拉登。
You never thought there would be someone who was greater than Bin Laden.
你看见说他所得着的乃是一块土地，像英国那么大。
He received a land the size of England.
这就是我们今天所知道的 ISIS.
This is ISIS.
起头我们觉得 ISIS 没有什么重要。
In the past, we thought ISIS was.
所以有人觉得这个根本是二流的、三流的恐怖主义。
Some people thought that this was a secondary or tertiary terrorist group.
Second rate. 所以根本算不得什么。
We thought that they were unimportant.
结果没有想到的，
But we never thought.
就从今年十月三十一号开始。
Since October 31st.
连着不到三个两个礼拜。
In 2 weeks,
你看见吗？ ISIS 居然能够叫500人不明不白的死去。
ISIS caused 500 people to die.
在两个礼拜之内是经过了三个国家。
In 2 weeks, 3 countries.
一个是在埃及。
Egypt.
一个是在黎巴嫩。
Lebanon.
还有一个在法国。
And France.
所以当你读到，当你知道巴黎所发生的故事以后。
When you hear the story of Paris,
起头你都不会相信。
You would not believe it.
刚开始没有人相信说有人可以把苏联的飞机弄下来，不可能。
No one thought that they would be able to take down a Russian plane.
起头俄罗斯不承认。
Originally, Russia denied it. Originally, Egypt denied it.
最后他们知道一个很残酷的事实, 果然是有人把炸弹放在那个上面。
But later on, they realized someone placed a bomb.
结果你知道说, 200多人就这么不明不白的死去。And
200 people died.
后来没有多久以后,
And later on,
在黎巴嫩又有一次大的屠杀。
Another massacre in
他们25年以来从来没有过。
Largest in 25 years.
而且自从第二次世界大战以后, 法国从来没有过那么大的灾难。
And ever since World War II, France has never had such a big disaster.
大家都知道, 14年以后,
14 years later,
弟兄姊妹, 你想想看, 记不记起?
Are you amazed?
人觉得是不可能的,
what people thought was impossible,
但是就在欧洲,
but it happened in
就在巴黎,
Europe, in Paris,
就在埃及,
in Egypt,
而且其中有, 还有包括俄罗斯在里面,
and including Russia,
你看见, 它可以向全世界挑战。
You see that ISIS has challenged the world.
但是当我们还在那里看这些故事, 是远在欧洲的时候,
While we were still looking at this,
我们没有想到这两天, 在我们这块土地上, 发生了悲剧。
We never thought that a tragedy would occur on our own soil.
起头没有人相信。
At first, no one believed.
我们觉得这个不过是可能是一些恩恩怨怨的故事。
We thought that this was some scattered story.
结果今天早晨,
but this morning,
我从来不知道戴表有什么用处。
I never knew what the use of a watch was.
今天早晨忽然震一下, 喂, 我说看看那表里面什么。
My watch vibrated and I took a look at it.
那才知道说, 原来证实了, 果然这一次的恐怖事件是和 ISIS是发生关系。
And then it was confirmed that the terrorism in California was related to ISIS.
因为在巴黎大屠杀的时候,
During the Paris massacre,
就在他们作案的时候, 他们就借着Facebook就向巴格达迪, 就向他们的头目效忠了。
Because in secret, when they were in Paris, they were following orders from Baghdad. They pledged to Baghdad.
所以向他完全效忠的,
Fully pledged.
那现在我们才晓得,
And now we know.
原来这次作案的夫妇,
the couple.
那么结果是太太影响了先生。
The wife influenced the husband.
那么等待他们正在交火的时候, 就在那个时候, 他发了一个 Facebook 给巴格达迪。
During that time, he sent a pledge. They sent a pledge to Baghdad.
向他宣布效忠。
To proclaim.
To pledge.
所以就证明说他完全忠于他。
他所以这样做是因为他效忠，他完全同意 ISIS的理念。
They did this because they agreed with ISIS.
所以弟兄姊妹，最后今天我们终于清楚了。
Today we finally know.
原来这两天在西岸所发生的悲剧，
The tragedy in the West Coast
是跟 ISIS 是有关系。
It's related to ISIS.
就好像当时在巴黎所发生的故事一样，
Just like the story in Paris.
弟兄姊妹， 谁会想到,
Who would have thought?
14年以后,
14 years later,
曾经发生在纽约的911事件,
What happened in 9/11?
今天能在美国西岸重演,
Can be repeated in the West Coast.
这在巴黎,
Last time in Paris,
不是在巴黎铁塔,
Not in the Eiffel Tower,
不是在那些风景区的地方,
Not in a tourist spot,
我们去过这些地方,
We've been to these places.
那是很平常的地方,
It is a very ordinary
一般老法国人, 他们到了周末一定要去的,
A place where the local people go during
他们到饭店里吃饭,
They eat there.
他们有的时候到听音乐会,
They may listen to concerts.
或者看一场足球赛,
Or maybe watch soccer.
结果没有想到,
But no one saw.
灾难就临到他们。
The tragedy came upon them.
这是在西岸所发生的事。
What happened in the West Coast?
并不是在一个市中心或者在
Not in a city center or a populated place.
不过有一群人, 他们要庆祝圣诞节,
but a group of people wanted to celebrate
他们有圣诞树,
Christmas. They had a Christmas tree.
每个桌子上都有一个小的圣诞树,
there was a tiny Christmas tree on every
他们正在欢乐的时候,
table. And while they were joyful,
结果没有想到, 就有十几个人就这么不明不白就这么死去。
But more than 10 people just died.
起头我们以为